Thank you, Lord. I have a word for you. Seven victories. Seven victories on the scene. Beginning immediately. Number one, you'll barely turn the corner into your driveway and there'll be a miracle in Jesus' name. I mean, you will turn the corner, but I mean, it's going to be very soon that number one's coming. There'll be six other miracles in line with that. And this is in the future, but you need to have some really good luggage. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So about three of those miracles have to do with something financial. One of them has to do something with land, and the others have to do with where God is leading you personally in your calling. In Jesus' name. Thank you for that, Lord. That's for Jesse. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The word of the Lord for you, Debfield. The Holy Spirit would say, you've always and you always do want to stay in tune with me. And know that I am in tune with you. And I'm going to tune you up physically. And I'm going to tune up both ears. I'm going to tune up the ear of your heart. And I'm going to tune up your very ears on your head. You're going to hear perfectly. And you're going to hear pitch perfectly. And you're going to see music in your spirit like never before. I hear these words, great indulgence. I see you, okay, so it would be like someone who really likes Bluebell ice cream and they have the whole gallon and they're eating it, and God's gonna do that with you with the song of the Lord. The song of the Lord and praise, because you are one of the people who seeds the cloud of glory. And we will see the manifestation of that as you praise and praise and praise. Thank you for that, Lord. Thank you for that, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Right behind you, Art, I see the Lord saying, in a year, you will have made so much progress financially. I see you stepping up on invisible steps moving forward. You're just moving forward. You're called to it. You're called to go out there. You're called to see those finances coming in. And you're literally going to have people fighting over getting a spot to talk to you about business.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I just had a vision of you taking checks and you're walking around, maybe it's a restaurant or maybe it's where people are eating together, and you're slipping checks under people's plates. Thank you, Lord, for it. Thank you for that, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for it. You received that? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Hector, the wind's blowing in your favor. It's blowing in your favor. You don't have to look to any other source but God. He's moving you forward. You are a type of Joseph. You've been moved to a place where you have blessed and you have gone up to second man in areas. And God's going to use that. He's going to use you to feed a nation. You're going to feed a nation. And he'll explain that to you. You'll get that in the Holy Ghost. But you're going to have a great harvest to sow. Thank you for it, Lord. The spirit of innovation is upon you. You're going to see a double increase. And as you mind the things of the Lord, you're going to step up in some things in the spirit as well. And there's three things that you're going to call things that are not as though they were. And when you do, you're going to see immediate change. The Lord would say to you, do you live over in Horseshoe Bay? You do, don't you? Okay, because I'm getting something about that. I see you on the street by Miss Farrell's. And I see you driving through those streets and pronouncing the blessing of the Lord in that area. And you kind of wondered why God has kept you on that side of the lake, that side of the river. There's purpose in it. And it has to do with prophesying the awakening in that town. So you will see it. And there are people that you thought, well, I don't know if I would fit in with certain people. They're actually going to sit down and say, tell us what you know. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We still rolling on the camera? So those of you who maybe aren't used to this, we're just operated in the gift of prophecy. It's in the Bible. Thank you, Jesus, for it. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Miss Kathy, you are the Mary Poppins of the church. And you're going to supernaturally bring change to this family in ways you haven't thought of. And one of the gifts is going to be your joy. Spilled out upon this congregation, the children. Do you have grandchildren? You have grandchildren in Jesus' name, because that I see you with grandchildren. Thank you, Lord, for it. Thank you, Jesus, for the grandchildren. Thank you, Lord. All things are possible with God. Thank you, Lord. If you're someone listening online and your hip has been giving you just trouble for a long time, the Lord says you are healed. If you'll receive it right now, healing will start in your hip right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for healing in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amanda Lopez, the Lord does say it, the Lord, you are the apple of my eye. And I intend to prove it to you in the next 7 weeks. Watch my glory and grace be poured out as you move to your new place. I will visit you and revisit you again, and you will see where you're going. And in the end, you will know that this was a great, great favor that I bestowed upon you. But it's only the beginning of the riches that are coming your way. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.